This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. It's the Wednesday show. October 21st is upon us. My name's Doug Steffen. My name is actually Dudley Steffen, but Doug has become the handle that has stuck over the years. So here it is, easier to use. I suppose people remember me on the air, don't you think? I don't know that there are any other Dudleys doing radio programs. I don't know of any other. I know a number of Dougs. But then there's the personality that separates you from the rest of the pack. Right, ladies? Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. The rest of the pack. Who needs to be in the rest of the pack? I want to be out in front by myself, or at least with my friends. Say hi to Nancy Brown and Dwayne Solomon. Let's see here. Kathleen Hicks is listening. Sharon Henderson, Donna Bernard. Hi. All of you, happy to have you all on board on the DJV program. So today, ladies, is Back to the Future Day. Back October 21st, 1985, Back to the Future came out. How many people saw it then? 1985, how old were you two?
Too young to watch a movie.
I was not. I watched Back to the Future, I think I would have been seven.
Really? Okay.
Did you actually watch it in the theater?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think maybe I watched my very first movie that I ever saw in a theater was E.T. I do remember that, and it was scared the bejesus out of me.
Really?
Because I was really young, and that was this creepy-looking little lizard. I was pretty scared.
Creepy little lizard. Even I wasn't scared by that, and I don't like creepy, crawly creatures. So anyway, the World Series was something going on. Was it the Cubs? Who was in the World Series during?
You're such a hater. It was the Dodgers. It is the Dodgers.
The Dodgers!
Tampa Bay.
Okay.
And, guess what? Guess who won, Dougie? Who won?
So, wait a minute. The Dodgers are in the World Series this year, right?
Yes, they are. So
they're playing. Is there a four-game series? Who are they playing against?
They're playing against Tampa Bay. It's a seven-game series, but it's
but
the best.
Four over and four.
Yeah, four will
Tampa
do it.
Bay will win.
Okay.
Actually, in this circumstance, I'd rather see the Dodgers win because I don't think any sports belong in Tampa. So let's just, give it to the Dodgers.
So what's an interesting storyline this year about the World Series is that so far what we've seen happen in sports after COVID is that Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup and the Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA championship. So now you have both LA and Tampa Bay back in it again to see which city will get two titles.
Oh, there you go. Well, Boston had its, I think Boston had its share of those years, didn't it? When the Celtics would win and the
Red Sox were on a dry spell, remember, for a long time. When the Celtics were hot, the Boston Red Sox were on a dry spell. It wasn't until the 2000s, really, when Boston kind of came alive with their, with their baseball.
All right, before we get to
also, because of COVID, one of the storylines that people don't talk about is that most cities will see a bump after their team wins a championship, but because of COVID, there's a big story out in the local media this week for Los Angeles is that LA's really not getting a bump from that win because everything's still relatively closed down, so it's not the boost that you would normally see to the economy.
Yeah. Right. All right, before we get to the politics and stuff, speaking of Back to the Future, yesterday, I had a conversation with two ladies on the program that I do called Your Hidden Power. You can find it at yourhiddenpowershow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. It's about wisdom. It's about the sixth sense. It's about things that you think but you don't know are true. And so the conversation developed as a result of talking about this new book, Do Unto Earth, It's Not Too Late, the name of the book. You can find it at paxwisdom.com, or you can also find it at Amazon. Do Unto Earth, It's Not Too Late. So this book is about as powerful a conversation, in this case a call to action, for taking care of the environment, population control, food, all that sort of stuff, because these two ladies say, and again, this is a theory, But there are two pieces to this that I want you to consider. One is that there are many people quietly in the various governments around the world that are studying the effects of what the weather is doing to the planet and how we as stewards of the planet are not doing a great job. And there are some timelines that put it as close as 8 to 10 to 12 years before we will not be able to live here, to control, because the population is exploding as much as it is, and we are not, they're not taking care of the atmosphere in the way that it needs to be taken care of. Mother Earth is not happy. So they were predicting, it was very interesting because it got right into my wheelhouse, and I'm sure that, Victoria, that's why you wanted them to be on the program, discussion of where we go, where we came from, and where we go. Their theory, the two ladies that wrote this book, Penelope Jean Hayes and Carol Serene Borgens, they say that we will do the same thing and escape from this planet to go out to other planets, and we won't do it in 8 to 10 to 12 years, but those who survive in the next 100 years will be moving to other planets, and they theorize that's exactly how we were populated, that we people came here from other planets that were destroyed, dying, falling apart. Remember, the universe has been in existence for maybe forever. We don't know. We theorize 15, 16, 17 billion years. But the life cycle of planets, as our planet dies, if we can imagine it, we move off and we spread our seeds onto another planet that may be like ours. And when you think about it, you really can't argue against it. There's so much resources and money going into extraplanetary. You know, look at the stuff that some of these private citizens, Virgin Atlantic, is doing it. They're going to have, they will have in, I don't know whether my lifetime, but certainly in your lifetime, ladies, they'll be running shuttle service to Mars. They've planned it. We're going to run shuttle service to the moon in the next 12 years. There'll be commercial flights to the moon in the next 12 to 14 years. And so when you think about what we are doing, maybe you can't stop it. Maybe we're not supposed to stop it. I don't know. But when you get right down to brass tacks, thinking about moving from this planet to another planet that we can inhabit, it does make sense, doesn't it? I mean, think about it. You could easily imagine how some people came here from another planet, and I've theorized that all along, and people thought I was nuts.
It ended up, well, it worked for Superman. It ended up working out for him, so why not?
Well, you're being a little facetious, but...
No, how did we get that idea? Where did we get that idea from? If you're a Scientologist, that's also what you believe, you know, that we are aliens that came from another planet and were deposited here. So, I don't know, it's not that crazy, maybe.
I'm not going to subscribe to whatever Scientology does, but
I'm not either, but
remember
I'm
that
just saying it's not a new thought.
Not an original thought.
Right, that we maybe came from another planet.
Yeah. So the other thing that I want to have us think about for a minute, remember that young fellow that was I had on, Dan, I'm trying to remember his last name because I've just been in contact with him again, the pilot of that space project that was supposed to land on the asteroid.
I don't remember this. How long ago was this?
Jennifer, do you remember?
No.
You don't remember?
No.
Yeah.
That's something, to be honest, though, hearing that, I might have actually tuned out of because I would have thought you were full of it.
Wait, so we landed on an asteroid?
His name is Daniel Wibben. Look up Daniel Wibben, W-I-B-B-E-N. He's the pilot of the NASA project, the NASA vehicle that has now yesterday landed on the asteroid that it was aiming for. There is video of this.
So it's like a drone type thing. It's not a human spacecraft.
No, he's not in it. He's piloting it from the ground. Remember we talked about
that. I can get that.
How this thing the size of a washing machine could land on an asteroid, and how we could control it from the Earth. And that's what he has done, and it just landed. So I'm going to have him try to come on next week and talk about the things that they are finding there, because it isn't visible to the naked eye. Yet they found it, they plotted a course, they created a vehicle, and they have piloted it. I think it was a couple of years ago. It's taken a couple of years to get there. But if you can do that, And imagine now that we can send up a rocket the size of, smaller than a car, land on an asteroid, now doing express work on it to get stuff off of it, loose things, and then it's going to come back to the Earth so we can see what's on the asteroid. It's certainly plausible and possible for us to move to another planet. And so I think that that's something.
It's possible, sure. And then we keep making different, strides. It seems like every week there's a new report about something, about it, whether it's a new planet that we've discovered that might be similar to ours or whatever. But there was another thing that I was reading just the other day, that we've got a serious space junk problem, and
yes,
that it's one of the major things that's hindering us from actually establishing life on another planet, because to get to the other planets, it's just you're crashing into space junk.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're going to do about it, but that's a big
problem. I don't think
there's
any enlightened. Yeah, right. All right, so the final presidential debate, Jennifer, is tomorrow. What's changing from day to day in terms of how this is going to be handled? Well, yeah, it's going to be a
mute button. The mute button will be a factor. The president wanted to add foreign policy to the debate, but the debate commission so far has said no. I don't know why they don't want to do that. That hasn't been an item of conversation
yet. I read that they said it's a subcategory of one of the other categories that foreign policy is included
in. Hopefully it will be, because I think it's important.
It is.
Certainly. Usually the way the debates are kind of done traditionally is one is about domestic, one's about foreign, and then one's a town hall. And so it's kind of odd that we're not putting more attention on that. But certainly, hopefully, that'll be something that'll come up. The two-minute time limit is also going to be a new thing, where the moderator will have the opportunity to mute people so that there are no interruptions. I think this time around, strategically, I think President Trump is going to do less interrupting. I think he realized that didn't sit well with people. But
right.
I think that you're going to see him definitely press Joe Biden about Hunter Biden and about enriching himself off of China. I think that's a huge piece of the conversation Joe Biden has not been pressed, and he needs to answer for it.
He needs to. That opens a can of worms, because he's been accused of using the office and having his family go around to build Trump hotels. I think that's a sticky
witness. To have emails that literally say the big guy gets all of this 10%. And, I mean, this is a serious story. I know you're not seeing much about it in the mainstream
media. But
Fox News
wouldn't cover this story, because
Fox News
has
now. No, Fox News has actually validated this story now. And the FBI
has the laptop.
Why did they stay away from it?
Because they said
they were just trying
journalistic standards. Fox News said that.
But Fox News also said they wanted to do an independent review to make sure that they were being responsible putting the story out. Now they're running full bore because it is all checking out.
A result of the finding that laptop, is that where it's all coming
from? It's in the hands of the FBI right now. A lot of people are trying to say it's Russia disinformation, but the actual hard drive is in the hands of the FBI. The FBI had it when they were trying to impeach President Trump for far less. Read this story, Doug, because I know China's important to you, and I know that the mainstream media is blacking this out. Read the story. That's all
right.
I can tell you. Just do it yourself. Because
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the DJV program. May I make a big announcement? This is considered to be the sale of the year. As you're getting closer to Christmas time, it's not outrageous for me to talk about Christmas presents. And how about if you've got a home that has four bedrooms in it, let's say, or even two, or however many bedrooms you got, you probably need new pillows for, if not most of the beds, all of them. And now is the perfect time to get them, because king-size pillows that usually cost $80 are now $30. The sale of the year at MyPillow.com. The standard size, queen size, they cost $25. No, sorry. They cost $70 usually. $25 with the promo code DJV right now. And don't forget the fact you get two for the price of one when it comes to the Giza Dream Sheet Set. Wow. All kinds of great reasons to go to MyPillow.com. Use the discount code, the promo code DJV, and you will have a smile on your face when the mail comes. It delivers you a package of the sheets, the pillows, the whole deal. Big savings now, MyPillow.com, with the promo code DJV, 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is we need to get this established. Phil, crank this up for a second. Love her voice. And this song intrigues me. New song from Roseanne Cash has dropped. She's been stuck in her home for the bulk of the year like everybody else. Unlike some singer-songwriters who feel creatively paralyzed of sorts, Cash has been able to proceed and come up with some pretty good stuff. She said, "My tour was canceled. I was off the road, sequestered in my home. Time, stack of writing journals, and a recording studio in the basement. So let's go." First of the song, the songs that have come out of her being in her basement was "Crawl Into the Promised Land," which you're listening to now. She recorded in her home studio a hopeful album. This song is hopeful, preaches the hard work of descent and patriotism. "We're exhausted," she says. "We're disoriented, but I know we have the strength and will to deliver ourselves." She's dedicated all the proceeds from the song to the Arkansas Peace and Justice Memorial Movement, which is an educational online memorial to commemorate the victims of lynchings in the state of Arkansas. Imagine that, huh? Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Anyway, this song, let's hear a little more of it, Phil.
No one sleeps, the grifters make us pay.
Her voice.
Torches burn, and mothers weep.
You know what? I'd be blown away, probably, to know how old she is. We were talking about Ann Wilson earlier on. The fact
yeah,
that
Ann
she's
Wilson's
70.
Yeah.
Wow. Woohoo. Does that make you think? So I'm betting Roseanne Cash is in her 60s anyway, at this point.
She was born in 1955.
65. Yeah, right. Yep.
So yeah, she's 65.
All right. So that's somebody I've always liked, Roseanne Cash. Love her music. Another person that I like, great performer, a little younger, actually. I would say Jewel at the moment is in her 40s, if I'm not mistaken.
She is, yes.
Yeah. So she, for the 15th year in a row, Jewel is performing at Matt's Promise Foundation, partnership with the Rolling Stone. They're going to have their benefit concert in upstate New York. Takes place let's see, on Saturday, this Saturday, aiming to raise awareness for the organization and their mission to make a difference in the lives of young people affected by terminal illnesses. Special attention this year to finding a cure for muscular dystrophy, a certain type, Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The event will feature a performance by Jewel. She's, I think, probably by herself, isn't she? And then there are going to be other people that are playing as well. Seal is performing, Steve Miller Band, Squeeze, Gavin DeGraw, John Mayer, Maroon 5, The Fray, Chicago, Florida, One Republic, Snoop Dogg, Leon Bridges. Jewel seems to be, is she the star of this?
She's the star, yep.
Randy Reif, the co-founder of Matt's Promise, said, "We're so appreciative, both the Jewel and Rolling Stone, for their participation in this event. Most of us, most of all, we are extraordinarily grateful to our incredible supporters who so generously, even in these trying times, have managed to support our efforts. Having this unique opportunity to raise money for children struggling due to this horrible pandemic is a privilege. We're fortunate to have an opportunity to contribute in any small way to hopefully ease the burden of families during this time." The event's going to maintain all the social distancing stuff. The event features outdoor cocktails, dinner with picnic chic, individual seating, that sort of thing. Starts at 8:30. It's at the Lodge in Millbrook, New York. You know what? If I had somebody to go with, I might go to this thing myself. Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know that I'd go by myself, but I think this would be a good event to take in. So, yeah. Good. Congratulations to her and all the people helping all those folks out. 28 after the hour here on today's DJV program, today being Wednesday and all. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean note.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin didn't reach an agreement on Tuesday regarding a new stimulus plan, but both have moved closer to an agreement. That's according to a spokesman for Pelosi. As far as that progress that is being made, the Treasury Secretary says,
I would say that we continue to have discussions. Again, there's a lot of details other than just the top line number that we're exchanging paper. We continue to make progress on certain issues. On certain issues, we continue to be far apart.
Pelosi telling Bloomberg News that a deal has to be written by the end of the week to pass before the election. The Los Angeles Dodgers take Game 1 of the World Series 8-3 over the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays will try to even the series tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. You never really stop riding in your mind. Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Colorado wildfires rage as one blaze heads towards containment, at least for now.
Firefighters in Colorado were able to gain ground against the state's largest wildfire on record. The Cameron Peak fire is now over 205,000 acres and 51% contained as of Tuesday morning. Incident Commander Dan Dallas says they're finally able to go on the offense despite near critical fire weather conditions. Officials were able to fly aircraft, tankers, and helicopters conducting drops over a 24-hour period. A red flag warning will go into effect Wednesday at noon through Thursday morning, meaning conditions to rapid fire spread will exist. The Cameron Peak fire started in mid-August and is burning west of Fort Collins. Full containment isn't expected until sometime in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine used part of his press briefing on Tuesday to address recent talk of lifting the state's alcohol curfew. The governor repeating his view that now is not the time to lift the curfew due to the surging COVID-19 cases across the state.
I hope in the future we'll be able to lift those hours, but we're not going to. It would be, in my opinion, very irresponsible at this point for a governor to do this. So we got to get those numbers down.
During the summer, a ban was put on alcohol sales after 10 p.m. that bar owners across the state say is seriously hurting their businesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Sorts of things are happening. Good day to you. This is the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria. Jennifer off into the other part of her world. Victoria Keelan is here with me, and we are here to celebrate all kinds of things that are going on that are good for you, hopefully. Picture some of the things. I don't know if this is a good picture. American says they're going to go back to flying the 737. The MAX, I can't imagine. Well, they say if the FAA approves it, certifies them, but why would they do that given the fact that they have at the moment 458 planes sitting idly on various tarmacs around the Southwest, and so do all the rest of the airlines. Half of their fleets, there are 5,000-6,000 planes sitting on the ground in the Southwest at airports here, there, and everywhere. Some of them, you know, most of the time, foreign airlines, everybody sends their planes over here because the desert Southwest is dry and no damage can be, you know, you leave them sitting around in a cold place like up in Iceland, huh? Or in England, where there's all kinds of moisture in the air and it does a lot of damage to the planes if they're not running. Park them in the desert heat doesn't hurt them any. And so anyway, what are they saying, Victoria, about putting those planes back into service?
Well, I wouldn't get on one of them. I don't know about you.
Not me either. Nope.
But they claim that they want to have them back in service in December. So
why? They've got all these other planes they could be using. Why would they force the issue? It doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know.
And I will ask because I'm an American flyer. Although I will tell you something. I wonder how many other folks are experiencing this. I have what they call elite status on American. Delta now is offering to match that.
Oh, do it. Do it. Do it.
And
I like Delta. I hate American Airlines.
Well, the problem with Delta is they don't offer. My most frequent route is L.A. to Boston. And so I want to have at least the ability to, I think I would prefer. I'm going to try.
Would they make you million-mile status, or what would they do on Delta?
Well, they say I am what they call a platinum elite, platinum mm-hmm. plus, something like that, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And there's only one other tier above me.
Oh, that might be the million-mile one above.
No, I have too many miles with American. But
no, but I mean what they consider it Delta, the million-miler.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because we have a family friend who has that. So.
Yeah. Well,
but
that's
it's similar
offering.
To what you have because it's an automatic upgrade every flight.
Right, exactly. And then, so that's what they're doing. They're offering the next step up. So if you have, they all have, I think they have four stat, gold, silver, platinum, no, they have five in America, platinum plus or platinum pro, and then executive platinum. So Delta has the same thing. They all have five tiers. So I'm on the fourth. And Delta says they'll give me the fifth. So I'm going to fly out to L.A. for my birthday in a couple of weeks. And I'm going to go on Delta and see how it works. Just for
the best flights that I've had consistently are always on Delta.
Yeah.
And the best customer service that I've had is Delta. My sister-in-law has many, many American Express miles from her company. And all of her companion tickets that she gets every year, she gets, a free ticket. It's all through Delta. I just think that it's the way to go. My friend flew with her two kids. She and her husband and their two little kids, they flew to Japan last year only using miles on Delta.
Yeah.
And that's unheard of. I couldn't even believe that she was able to make that work. But four tickets to Japan just using miles. I think Delta's the way to go.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to check it out to be sure. I get a little tired. The management of American, people say, you're too much in the weeds. Well, a lot of people who listen to the program run their own businesses. They're executives with businesses. We have a lot of people who follow this program who do a lot of traveling, and they say the same thing about American, not much better about United. Delta does seem to be, and a lot, I would say JetBlue is probably number two, or at least has been, last few years on that list. But I think the most popular American airline is Delta. I'm going to see what happens. Who knows? You try it and see. I will tell you, in other travel news and information, I'm looking at a bus traveling through Atlanta. The transit operators have, you know how there's a marquee on the front of a bus, a destination sign, going to what part of the city, if it's a local bus or going to from Atlanta to Chicago or whatever it is. So now I've noticed on some of the city buses in the destination sign on the top of the bus, it says no mask, no ride.
Right. They're
getting tough. The CDC has advised people, if you're going to let them go on a bus, same thing with it. Why shouldn't it be the same on a, it's the planes say you got to have a mask on, so why not a bus or a train? Same thing. Wear the mask. I think that's having, it's in a bus, it's different than a plane. I don't even know the train. But the bus, people on and off, they can't keep it clean. There's no even reason to think that they would try to
keep your mask on and keep a window open. It's air circulation and mask wearing. That's the key to being on a subway or being on a bus or whatever. That just needs to be the standard for a while.
One of the things, I have a physical therapist who I haven't seen for 6 months since this all started. She called me yesterday and said, I'm treating people, but I'll come to your home, but I need to have a good, it needs to be in a place where there's lots of good ventilation. And I said, well, how about on the barn? And we have the doors open on either end of the barn. and you can work on me there. She, oh, that's perfect. That's great. But there, yeah, I mean, service is returning, but oftentimes it's with a caveat, and that's not a bad thing. Some other travel news of sorts. Border closures continuing. Our border with Canada, our border with Mexico. They have, I guess the Mexicans, Canadians, have agreed with us to keep their borders, our borders, closed to prevent the spread. The folks at Homeland Security have made the announcement all non-essential travel across the border continues to be blocked until next month. Do I care? Do you care? Does it make a difference? I don't know. I'm not
well,
sure.
Well, it does make a difference for people who are trying to conduct business going back and forth. You know,
well, I'm saying, does it make a difference to under the circumstances?
Well, and then if you're also a tourist and you want to drive up to Canada, that
does,
you can.
Does it? But does it save anything? Does having this closing help?
Oh, you're saying it shouldn't
in
be
the
closed.
Spread. I don't think it should be.
I don't know.
I don't know
how much it saves, to be honest. I don't know.
Here's some new normals. Those of you who are skiers this winter, last winter was what, mid-March? Ski season normally goes till end of April. It didn't this year. It went down the tube fast. So now the resorts across the country are trying to pick up the pieces, figure out how they can open safely. So there are new guidelines, Victoria. Wearing masks, standing 6 feet apart in the lift lines, no dine-in service, riding lifts only with your group, and no large gatherings for the 19th hole, or Opry, what do they call it, Opry ski?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, isn't it? Although, you know, that reminds me, what are they doing on golf courses? What's the rule?
My dad's been playing golf.
Yeah? Do they have distancing?
Yeah, everybody wears a mask. Well, he wears a mask, but it's outdoors. It's one person per golf cart.
Yeah.
So you're not really. It's a very easy sport to.
Why does he walk if he? I never understood.
Well,
if you're playing golf, why do you think
because,
a cart?
Well, because if you're, if you're at a certain course that they want to keep it moving, you can't walk. So
really?
Some courses, yeah, some course. He prefers to walk because he's just like that. So he's a walker, but there are certain courses, private clubs, and whatever they have rules that they. That you have to take a cart. And also, I think if depending on how like the caliber of the course, they want to keep people off the greens, so they don't want to encourage more walking than is needed.
Right. You know, earlier today you were talking about Google and this there's a big lawsuit the feds have filed against Google. What you were giving us the facts before. I was kind of curious because you have a lot of expertise in this area. What do you think is going to come of this, really? This goes back to 1998 when Google was founded, and now you see things, these people dominate that area, and the government doesn't seem to like it. So
I think it's
going
to be really hard to prove that, and this is like, okay, so I'll give the example. Proving that Google's search engine is biased or is anti-competition is going to be as difficult as it is to prove that everyone's iPhone has an internal self-destruct button that kicks off at around 18 months. We all have had iPhones that all miraculously die after 18 months, right? But no one can prove it. And so I think that this is why they're already saying this is going to be years and years in court. It's going to be really hard to prove.
So are there other Silicon Valley outfits that are guilty of the same thing? Think about how powerful Microsoft is and how powerful some of these other companies that are in that area are.
I would assume if they're going after Google, then, you know, why not go after Amazon?
Yeah.
You could case that Amazon is anti-competition. But,
it sure is.
But again, they could also make the argument, well, we have so many sellers on our platform, so how could we be against competition? But yet, again, when you go into the different searches, if you search for product X on Amazon Amazon will push certain ones. We now know that that's how their algorithm works, but that's also really difficult. It's like saying, I know my iPhone's going to die after 18 months, but I can't prove that Apple's doing it on purpose. Mm-hmm. This is where it gets into the weeds, where it's really difficult, because yeah. you're talking about intellectual property. In order to have none of these companies, Facebook, Google, Amazon, Apple, none of them are going to turn over any of their intellectual property with algorithms. There's no way. And yeah. they can't even be forced to do that. Right. So it just becomes a big, nasty spider web.
Right. Yeah. Coming up in a moment, what TV program is pressuring the men on it to strip? It's coming up at 44 after the hour. This is the DJV program with a way for you to consider this. Every day I have to think about some different way of pitching Calitrin that will kind of get your attention. For those of you who are new to the program and you don't know what Calitrin is, it is a product that is all natural, doesn't have any drugs, no stimulants, nothing like that, that promises and delivers on losing weight the safe way, the natural way. It's the only product around that I know of. That's why I talk about it, because I've used it. I continue to use it, even though I'm not trying to, well, I'm losing a few more pounds, but I've lost 10 and I'm pretty happy with that, and so is the doctor. But, you know, you can still look better or get trimmer. I'm going to work on myself a little bit more this winter, as I do every winter physically. And so this becomes an important component in that quest. Go to toploss.com, check out the formula itself, and then look at the other products that they have. You can buy three at the regular price, get three of anything else that they have without having to pay for it. And, you know, the belly busters and that sort of thing. Comes in capsule form or liquid form. Boy, does this stuff work. It's fabulous. Check it all out. Get on the program. Guaranteed or your money back. You'll be satisfied or you get your money back. Period. End of story. Toploss.com for Calitrin on your checkout. Use the code DJV for no shipping charges and the best deals possible. That's toploss.com. Discount code DJV at checkout.
During the 1980 presidential campaign, Ronald Reagan struck the killing blow to President Jimmy Carter's chances for re-election by asking one simple question: are you better off than you were 4 years ago? A recent Gallup poll asked voters the same question. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. According to the poll, 56% of voters said they were better off than they were before President Trump took office. This percentage is higher than when the same poll was conducted during President George W. Bush and Barack Obama's administrations. When Reagan asked this question, the answer was a resounding no, as evidenced by his solid victory over Jimmy Carter. But in 2020, the answer seems to be yes. But what does this predict about the 2020 election? If American voters believe that Trump contributed to their improved circumstances, then it could mean that they will support the president regardless of the polls. Either way, it is clear that Reagan's question is every bit as relevant today as it was in 1980. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
All right. Let's check the TV world, shall we, Victoria? Apparently, viewers are upset with Claire Crawley on The Bachelorette. The producers are trying to get the men who are playing dodgeball to strip. And apparently some of the contestants, some of the people on the program are upset about that. I don't know. Do you watch this at all?
Last night was the second episode. I didn't see that yet. But, I don't know why they're making a big deal about this, but that's stupid. Because they put the girls on The Bachelor.
Because they get guys like me to pay attention to it for a quick
They put
cheap
the girls
headline.
In bikinis, so like why can't the guys take their shirts off if they're playing volleyball? They know they're on a dating reality show. It's like, come on, you're not in a library.
I'm not going to do that because it offends somebody.
Well, one guy, yeah, because some of the guys are jacked and some of them aren't, so they probably don't want to stand next to the guys who are jacked.
You prefer to stand next to the guys that are jacked.
What woman doesn't?
Aha! There it is. You heard it here first, folks. 10 before the hour.
From
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, where are we here? 53 after the hour on the DJV program. It's time for Chuck Curry to not appear. So we got movie news without the Chuckster. I was looking at something. I always like, you know, I'm looking around to see what I want to go to the movie and see. I want to see this Liam Neeson movie. Somebody described it as he was confronted with this issue, and then he became Liam, which is, so to speak, most of the action flicks that he's done the past, what, 10, 12 years have all been pretty much the same movie. Do you go to any of them, Victoria, any of the Liam Neeson movies? Pretty much the same movie. Yeah, somebody, he had three with his daughter and his wife, and they went through this whole business. The daughter got captured, and the wife got captured, and he chased them all around. I think they got as much out of that as they can. So there were three movies there. And then there was the one last year about him running a winter resort, and it was they're all the same movie.
I think he's a very good actor. I just don't know why he's not getting better roles.
Yeah, well.
Well, I guess, or maybe some people think that they're good
part
movies.
Of it, you know. Well, he's a draw, and they probably pay him. He probably gets paid more. I think I asked Chucker once. He gets $14-15 million for doing these action flicks because he can draw an audience.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't draw quite as much as a Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford will not do a movie unless he gets his standard price, which is $20 million. You pay him $20 million, he'll do anything. And that pretty much has shown when you see some of the movies he's done. It's kind of like De Niro. It's the same sort of thing. I'm trying to, you know, De Niro has the same ask. He wants $20 million for a picture. Okay, or he wants credit and he wants he wants control
like
through
deal,
Tribeca. Right. His production company is called Tribeca. So he either gets the $20 million bucks or he gets a back end. But he's done some of the, he does some fabulous. I thought that as much as I don't like a lot of violence, I thought The Irishman was really quite a movie. I enjoyed seeing him and Pesci together and the story play out as it did about, has everybody seen it at this point? I guess they probably have, right? The story of Jimmy Hoffa and his, it's a good movie. If you like that sort of thing. I don't like The Godfather. I don't like any of those in that trilogy because I just think they're way too violent. I think De Niro has played some really gruesome parts. You know, all I have to do is think of him as Al Capone in The Untouchables with a baseball bat. And, you know, it's, I turn on, when that scene, I love that movie, but when that scene comes up, I turn it off or go to another channel or do something because I think there's a point. And I don't know whether you feel this way or not, in terms of movies, that the gratuitous violence is just that.
Yeah.
And what is it that people think about that sort of thing? I mean, you can have a good action story without it having some of the gratuitous. It's the same with the horror movies. Why would you want to see some guy with a chainsaw
the horror genre,
chop everybody up? I don't get that.
And Lewis and I have been watching, around this time of year, we like to watch, Halloween-type movies. And so every time I try to, find a movie, it's just so gruesome that I don't know. It's hard because I don't like violence and I don't like gore. Yeah. And there are no, suspense movies anymore. Everything is just gore.
Well, the suspense comes around, is built around gore. And so you just, understand.
Yeah.
So the situation in Hollywood where they're facing all this financial crisis, my son tells me that the heightened level of activity is really increasing rapidly now, almost every day.
It seems like it, just from some of the celebrities that I follow on Instagram.
Right.
It seems like everybody's back to work, really quickly.
Right.
Because they really need to pump out some content because there's not a lot.
Right. That was interesting. Emilia Clarke, who was in Game of Thrones, I find her, she's done some other things that are
She was in the Han Solo movie. She was great in that.
She was. That's what I'm saying. Counter to type that she created for herself in Game of Thrones. She was told by the producers to be cold and expressionless, which I find interesting because I think she's a very appealing, she's a good-looking woman and kind of appealing, and she's a good actress, as you just suggested. I thought she was good. And she was in another movie that was just kind of a family fun, I don't know, fun movie, but it was something that, again, was against type.
Yeah, she was in a movie last year called Last Christmas.
Yes,
and
that was it. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see that. I'm going to watch
it this
year.
It's good. I did.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I love her. I think she's great.
Very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she doesn't look anything the way they made her up in Game of Thrones versus how she kind of looks in real life or
right.
as a regular actress. It's night and day. You can't tell by looking. If you look at a picture of her in Game of Thrones and then compare it to what she really looks like, it's an astounding credit to the people who were the makeup folks at Game of Thrones, I think, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
She had some pretty salacious sex scenes, too, as I remember early on when I watched it. But it was too violent. I didn't want to watch it after anymore.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.